we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
When you think about what it costs to outsource what a stay-at-home parent does, it's unreal, you guys. And again, if you add in, just for fun, someone to do laundry, someone to clean the house, someone to take care of the children, all the things, which I know you won't outsource all of that, but if you add up what a stay-at-home parent does, it comes out to be close to $200,000 a year. Even some studies I've read, it is way more than that. So I think it just proves that a stay-at-home parent does a lot of work. So the idea that it's going to be unwise somehow is so silly.
You just have to prioritize what's most important. I do think family long-term will be the most important.
I don't know. Go ahead, babe.
Do you think that men are asking themselves this question?
No.
My
kid came before my career, and I chose my career because I knew this would never happen again.
Yeah.
So there are, you know, she didn't always like it, but that is the process of being a parent.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to like everything.
And you gave her a better life.
And I gave her, well, I hope.
Pretty good.
How old are you?
22.
What's your relationship status?
I'm not dating anybody.
Why do you think you're single?
I've never tried dating anybody.
So are you waiting till marriage to lose your virginity?
No.
So you're willing to still casually date before marriage?
Yes.
How come?
Not casually date, but I'm just not interested in dating in general right now.
Do you think a family or a career would make you more fulfilled?
A career. I already have family.
I'm talking about your children.
I don't really feel like I need children, at least not right now. That's not really part of my plan. So I can rely on my family I already have and then focus on my career.
So you need your career to be established, then you're going to look for a man, potentially?
I don't really think I want kids.
Really?
Probably not.
But don't you want your own family?
Not really. I've never really wanted kids that much.
What if you met like a 6'4" giga Chad and he's like, I want you and you can quit your career, I'm going to pay for everything.
I'm not interested in that.
Seriously?
Yeah. Everyone has a choice, or sometimes you don't have a choice and that becomes your reality. My choice to not have children grew from my struggle in marriages. I've been divorced twice and I had some situations that created a lot of mistrust and a lot of heartache and a lot of things that came from those experiences in marriage that I was like, oh, I don't want to attach myself to something that I can't detach from. I can walk away from those marriage, but I can't walk away from children. I always wanted to have kids. I also thought I was going to live happily ever after. For me, it went back to control. If I can't control the outcome of these marriages, I can control that I'm not going to bring a child into the world. And I don't want to have to, if God forbid me and the person that had the baby together got separated, that I'd have to share that child. Like, there's all of these other things that can happen when you have a child. And for me, it was about the control, which sounds crazy.
Do you want to be a grandmother?
Nope.
Why not?
Then I'm gonna have the kids.
You're gonna have kids. You don't want kids?
Nope. Only career first. Okay.
Career first.
And then kids.
And then consider kids.
Yes, let's keep this good chat going. According to recent data from the University of Virginia, 75% of adults age 18 to 40 say making a good living is crucial to fulfillment in life, while only 32% say marriage is crucial. So what do you prioritize, a healthy relationship or a successful career?
And I don't think it's a coincidence, because we have majority women who are in the audience. And I think that for so long, certainly when I look back at my mother's generation, for so many women who couldn't or didn't, pursue a career first. Mm-hmm. Listen, marriages, you go in with all the hope. But if a marriage ends and you haven't, as a woman, prioritized making sure you have your own money and financial independence, if that marriage goes sour, you're going to be the one that pays the biggest price. And so I think for me, and I'm not saying that because there's a lot of women who choose to stay at home.
Yeah.
But I know for me, my mother always said, you better have your own money, get your own house in order. Mm-hmm. And to me, I could only have a successful marriage because I was financially fully independent. And to this day, Ryan and I have our own accounts. We have one shared account. But otherwise, he doesn't know what I spent.
Listen, Kamala Harris, not my choice. She has horrific politics when it comes to the criminal system. But I fear if we don't get a woman president soon, the girlies are gonna backslide. They wanna be stay-at-home wives, stay-at-home girlfriends, stay-at-home situationships. What happened to girl bossing? What happened to women only got the right to have credit cards in the past couple decades? And you need to have a job to support yourself and to ensure that you're not taken advantage of financially. You need to be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company? No. But start a floral shop. Be a public interest lawyer. Invent something. Kamala, we need you now more than ever.
So in any event, the Percy Shelley is the one whom I really think is the first person to kind of create this ideal of the idealized woman who doesn't need a husband. She doesn't need children. She can just sort of be her own thing. He had this character, that this woman named Sithna, that he created in one of his poems that became kind of this icon for future feminists. Elizabeth Cady Stanton was one of them. But he also was very fascinated by the occult. And, you know, his wife was Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein. So this is sort of in the air, you know, this idea of creating something out of nothing, of, you know, cobbling things together. You know, electricity has just sort of been discovered. There's all kinds of different ideas that are congealing in that. And he was not a good man. He was thrown out of Oxford for writing something about atheism. And then, you know, it's just a complete cad, very much, you know, there's just a string of broken women and dead children. I mean, this is not a good man. And so he was very involved in the occult. So that's where it started. He also really analyzed Genesis 3 and wanted Eve to be the heroine in it. So rather than saying Eve was tempted and fell, he, you know, using ideas from Milton's poetry, he rewrote it and made Eve, you know, suddenly she's this receiver of divine knowledge, or kind of this sacred wisdom, or whatever, however you want to articulate it. That's hugely important, is just to even see how much socialism, and then of course later communism, were really involved in this idea of stirring women up and making women angry and getting this consciousness raising. I mean, we think of we hear the word consciousness raising, and we think it came from Mao's China or something. It actually comes from the 1800s, and this idea that the socialists had to stir up women. So, and then the communists built on that, obviously. And, you know, I go into this very deeply in the book, but, yeah, I think there were some very dark forces that were working together simultaneously, and it's very hard to separate them out.
I'm less and less interested in religious men, if I'm being honest with you. I told Paul this the other day. I've had some negative experiences with people that lead with their
religion.
If that's the first thing that you bring to the table, it's a red flag for me.
Yeah.
I'm acknowledging I'm triggered by this, and it's become a red flag for me. I think for some men, they think that that's what women are looking for, like looking for a good Christian man.
Yeah.
And some people are, which is not me. A lot of men that are extremely religious think that if we get together, that I'm going to start doing that. And like, I'm not.
Well, that's our world. This is what your teenage daughters are seeing constantly on their phones. This is the language, this is the lingo, and it's 100% intentional. It's the Jezebel spirit. It is. It's the Jezebel spirit that comes along to make people, not just women, people afraid of marriage and family. When you've had a bad experience, even in your life, maybe a violation, or you suffered through a divorce, or just whatever the case, you don't even know that it affected you in a way to where you no longer trusted marriage. So you spend your life trying to be somebody, do something to secure yourself as your life passes you by. Because if it's not intentionally taught for you to become a husband or a wife, then you will default. You'll default to a societal norm. And the church has completely defaulted to societal norms. Men that build mega churches never challenge men to marry or women to marry, because the women's finances builds their churches. Yeah. Kids, they're going to get in your way, mess your career up. Husband, mess your career up. These are the things that are being taught. This is New Age doctrine that has crept into the church. And because of women empowerment and that feminist movement, the lady that was talking, I've read all of that. And it was just, God was just really showing me how electricity had everything to do with it. I'm doing this just big study on electricity. Like, it's crazy. The discovery of electricity just changed everything, including feminism, because of Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein, meaning the whole idea was to create a being. And all we need to create a being, what did they use to create Frankenstein? Electricity. And now electricity has created a whole mindset among us that has nothing to do with God's original intent for man and woman. How many mothers, how many parents have taught this, telling the young girl, look, don't you depend on no man. You better get your own. Well, now she's got to get her own and not depend on a man. Why would she ever trust a man? This is all intentional. Because we haven't done what we're supposed to do. Mother, may I speak truth to you. Mothers, may I speak truth to y'all?
Yes.
Amen. You know, I ain't never liked the Jezebel spirit. And it has never, ever liked me. We just do not get along. We don't. Men, if your wife is even entertaining that spirit, your days at ABC are numbered. Amen. Because I know that's the spirit that disables the gospel. And I know God used Jezebel as example because of what she did to the prophets. Obadiah had to hide, 100 of them, but she killed 400 of them to stop the word. Scared Elijah half to death. And so even now, that spirit, but how is that? That spirit is formed from you being a woman being taken advantage of, violated, or hurt, devastated, traumatized. All of those are the ingredients that makes a woman no longer trust male authority.
Right.
And so she can play the role for a while, but eventually that spirit is going to raise its head. Because the devil has a hold in there. That's why I preach this stuff for us to deal with ourselves all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And guess what? Every woman in here has to deal with the Jezebel spirit. I'm sorry. Every one of you. You have to because of Eve. You have to. Well, it's quiet in here. Take chairs out. I've been telling y'all. truth, because that's what God's called me to do, okay? Toes, just get your fake toenail ready. Go on and pull them off now. Mothers, may I speak truth to you? In a world that has completely reversed the roles of men and women by making the weaker vessel the matriarchal ruler of all homes, we need to discuss why this is not a good idea. Amen. Oh, I could just show you the evening news. Or we could just take a video camera to the Parks Mall on Saturday night. And I'm going to show you why the weaker vessel should not be the matriarchal ruler of the home. Or we could just get some prison footage. Or we can go talk to some undertakers, funeral directors, policemen. And I can prove to you that God's way is way better. When the man was the head of the home in America, crime rate, divorce rate, abortion rate, all rates were down. This idea they have is absolutely not working. Are things better? Kids used to play outside. We didn't have a cell phone to call them to see where they were. They were all over the neighborhood. All over the neighborhood. And when it started getting dark, what were they going to do? They're going to come back unharmed. Now, they may have a broken leg or knocked a tooth out from doing something dumb. You know, creating their own fun. No, you don't have, well, you can't go buy it. You just start making stuff up. Let's see who can jump off the roof and land in the bushes safely. I mean, we were just doing stuff. New kid in the neighborhood. Hey, you want to try it too? He's over there. He's a friend now. Just a friend. That's all it took. Wasn't nobody passing joints, weed. Nobody in the bushes getting molested. They're just acting out what they see on their phones. So that's been totally compromised. Phone raising kids. Because nobody's home. But you know, if we don't get out in front of it as a church, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Man, I could preach a woman thou art loose message in here and fill every chair, fill up the fellowship hall, and then we go by the big building uptown. Yeah. But that's not the truth. Woman died loose, that message is not in the Bible. Why would I preach that? You ain't loosed if you keep doing stuff. How you loosed? Who loosed you? You haven't stopped. It's not loosed. That's just getting your emotions riled up so you will give me some money. Yeah. Ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning, that means sermon after sermon after sermon. Yeah. That's right. Great. Oh. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Right. But it's not a good idea. This is just not a good idea. According to those that are Satanists, New Agers, and occultists, the family unit is enemy number one. In order to forward the Luciferian agenda, they must destroy the strong man of the home. Is that what's happening in our world today? Yes. Absolutely. This is Alice Bailey at the top, Aleister Crowley, Mary Baxter, and of course, Anton LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan. But this is where the feminist movement came from. So the feminist movement came from the occult. The occult decided to find some old Jewish literature that said that Lilith was the first wife of Adam, not Eve. That's where we get Lilith Fair. That's where we get feminism. The Lilith Fair magazine is a feminist magazine. They named it after Lilith. I'm preaching in here. Somebody like, what this got to do with Mother's Day? I don't care. Matthew 12 and 29. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he bind that strong man? Then he will spoil his house. The Bible is telling you the only way to ruin the house is to ruin the man. However, the Bible tells us that in the beginning of creation, it wasn't the man. It was the woman that was deceived, not the man. I'm about to preach in here. I hope y'all still like me. I hope after you eat your chicken fried steak dinner, you get your belly full, you'll forgive any offenses you may have. But I have to do some correcting in here. Is that okay? Amen. I hope that's okay. For some people, it's okay till it's not okay. 1 Timothy 2 and 14, and Adam was not, look at somebody say, Adam was not deceived. I trust what my Bible say. The Bible said Adam wasn't deceived. And it said that for a reason. It said the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Why is it saying that? Because it's letting you know Adam's disposition. God built him to handle deception and to protect the woman from deception. He failed to do it in the garden, but that doesn't change what he was built for. Many of y'all failing to do it, but that don't mean you're not a man and can do it. I know I'm preaching. I know. Yeah. But the Bible is specific in letting you know Adam, he wasn't deceived. That's why the devil didn't come to him. Didn't even want to talk to him first. He wanted to talk to the one that could be influenced to influence. Woo! These are women now. Let's see if I can make this work. Okay. Yeah, so these are that's Mommy Wata, woke woman. With the, what is that they put on their head? Or the leaves or whatever, so she'll look like Oshun. This is where we get the name for our Oshun, because the Bible calls them seas. This is tarot reading, witchy. These are the seashells in the locks, which represent sea vaginas. Yeah, that's what they are. It's Mami Wata. See, we just go to sticking stuff in our head and ain't nobody even asked any questions. Why you got seashells in your head? And I ask questions. So you know what those shells mean? No. I said, you got a head full of vaginas. What? Vaginas. That's what they are. That's what they represent. Mommy Wata. Yeah. Start picking them out. Yeah. I don't want no shell. And then this woman burning, I mean, she, what is she? Witchy. Witch, this is what the black women, this is what they're becoming. They get more tattoos than men now. Yeah. This is all because the strong man, it takes a strong man to stand up and say, hey, baby, you ain't gonna be no witch in my house. You're not gonna be a witch eating cereal in my, witches don't eat, you're not eating cereal, you ain't eating my cereal. Get out of my refrigerator, witch. What? Why the witch in the refrigerator? You don't like cold stuff? No way. You're not gonna be a witch in my house. Yeah, the septum piercing, it's witchcraft. That's where it comes from. Witchcraft. Solomon. It's the crescent moon under their nose. Everybody's getting it. Why are they getting it? They just saw somebody with it. And then they just bring in witchcraft in their life. Just stuff comes with those piercings. Navel piercings. Stuff comes with them piercings, man. Amen. Oh, yeah. I've cast demons out of folks. I mean, the belly, they pierce their belly to open up the womb. That's an opening to the womb for demons. What do you think that's connected to? That's the umbilical cord. I never could say that. You can't either, elders, or we just skip over. That's that cord. This is a sage burning. They burn it all colors. It's a white woman, black. Sage don't care. Burning sage. All of this stuff is popular now. This stuff was unheard of when I was growing up. Wouldn't nobody even thinking about any of this, and now it's all welcomed in America. Why? Because the strong man is bound. The church didn't do their job and teach their daughters. What is sound doctrine? I gotta be at a church with sound doctrine. Really? You know what sound doctrine says? It says the older women should teach the younger women how to be chaste. Keepers where? Keepers where? That's in the Bible. You really want sound doctrine? We teach this stuff. My wife teaches this stuff in P31. Oh, you should see the email. Let's see. ABC just not giving me what I need. I mean, we want to come in there. We want to be speaking in tongues and slaying folk in the spirit. And we want to go through just thumbing through the Bible and all that. No, we don't do that at P31. We do what the Bible said. Let the older women teach the younger women how to be women. Somebody trying to empower you so you can float over a man? That's not what we're doing here. Don't no man want a woman that spiritual. You just, amen. Well, I don't want you in the clouds. I want you down here with me. You're supposed to be my help me. Come here with me. Get out the clouds. I don't want to wake up at the middle of the night and you just over the bed. Oh, Lord. That's not attractive. This points to a trait in women. What happened? Why the Bible says this about Eve being deceived points to a trait in women that makes them more susceptible to what? Deception. Being the weaker vessel simply means that women need to be protected instead of protectors. That's what weaker vessel means. Don't mean, you should see, I can power lift more than any Negro in here. That's not what it's talking about. That's not what it's talking about. Your disposition as weaker vessel. You need protection from yourself. If you don't get male protection from yourself, you're gonna listen to what your feelings are telling you. I'm preaching a good message today, mothers. Amen. They was like, you was loving on us at first. I said, this is love right here. 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, your wives, to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the what? You're both the heirs together of the grace of life, but you don't want your prayers hindered because you're not honoring her as the weaker vessel or acknowledging that she is. She needs your protection. Amen. Women ought to be clapping too. You know you need that. This is just one of those messages, I'm telling you. Thank you, Elder. Y'all cheer me on, because I feel some fingernails. Jezebel just, we'll never come back. Amen. So you got to stand up in your house. You can't let your daughter look like anything on here. Girl, where you get them shells? Take them shells out. Throw them away. Put that sage in that dressing. Don't you set that sage on fire. Put that in some sausage. Fresh sausage. Fresh killed. Where is Greg? Oh, Greg, come on. We got to kill something now. You got to kill something. Bring the pastor some more sausage. Our society has strategically aligned the mother as the pillar of the family and made the man expendable. When women are the protectors of the home, the whole house lacks spiritual covering and protection, which does what? Open the door for the enemy. In order to get witchcraft and New Age philosophies instilled in this generation, women had to be conditioned to view motherhood as a what? Secondary option. To a career, worldly accolades, and vain validations. Amen. Those all come before motherhood and family now. Right. You're just pushing her education, pushing her abilities. This is Bishop T.D. Jakes passing the mantle or the baton or whatever it is to his daughter. This man has three boys. He has three boys, three men, sons, and has to give it to his daughter. Then when he gives it to his daughter, he commends her, tells her how thankful he is that he's about to pass it on to her. But then he says, but if you were just driving for the post office or doing some other job, I'd still be proud of you. But he'll never say, if you were just a mother, a wife. Then he calls her away from her husband who's sitting next to her. Calls her on stage by herself. Okay, so the Bible says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave unto his wife, and the two become what? One. So you can't call a woman out and speak to her without speaking to him first. You pass your authority on to her, to the husband. That's why we take last names. When your last name changed, lady, your father passed his authority on to your husband, so you take his last name. Adam and Eve made he them and blessed them and called their name what? Adam. So you can't speak to Eve without speaking to Adam. That's why we're in trouble now, because when the devil spoke to Eve, he knew they're one. So Adam's going to get in just as much trouble if Eve does this. And I'm sitting here watching everybody just clap. I'm going to show it to you.
Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts. When you stand and walk to this stage, you're walking into your destiny. Your future, your calling, your purpose. And after 30 years of ministering Woman Heart Loose and 45, 46 years of preaching the gospel, the time has come that I must decrease, that you might increase. I am so proud of you. Don't get it twisted. I'd be proud of you if you were driving for the post office. I'd be proud of you if you worked at Kmart. I'd be proud of you if you were sweeping the floor. I'm not just proud of what you do. I am proud of who you are. You are bone of my bone. You are flesh of my flesh. My DNA runs through your body.
Okay. Adam told his that she was, and so this girl is her husband in the audience, bone of his bone and flesh of witchcraft. And some of y'all was cheering in your heart like, wait, what's wrong with this? This is good. That's the opposite of God. God doesn't go in the word and change stuff. You don't call that woman out away from her husband and have authority to speak that to her without speaking it to him. And she's no longer bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. If she's married, she's one with her husband now. Ooh. Removing the father, and you know, and I hate to say this, white people cover your ears, Hispanics, all y'all cover your ears. We will cheer on anything. We'll cheer it on. You didn't hear anything but women cheering. Because these are the sorts that creep into the houses of silly women. These women are worried about their own sins. So they just want to see another woman go forward. They're worried about their violation. They're worried about what happened, what a man did to them. So I need to see a woman go forward. Can I keep preaching? Amen. Removing the father and giving the reins of the home to the mother has created an imbalance of epic proportions in our world. You can see it, feel it, and we are all affected by it. This was the devil's plan to undo God's order in the earth. 1 Corinthians 11:3, but I would have you know that the head of every man is what?
Christ.
And the head of the woman is the what?
Man.
And the head of Christ. God. Amen. Amen. Jezebel's jaws are tight. Oh man. It is the job of husbands to protect wives and mothers from their own emotions and receptions of spiritual entities.
Amen.
Nobody's clapping. I don't hear nobody. Anybody gonna clap over here? Okay, go ahead. Clap louder. Clap louder. Amen. Yeah, that's your job as a man. And woman, you need to act, you need to submit to that. If he calls out something and says, hey, no, you don't, don't be. I grew up in a house where I had to fight to survive. Ain't nobody finna be telling me what to do. You gotta get that speech every time. You need to be by yourself. You need to go back to that house you grew up in and keep fighting. nobody want to be married to you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. You're supposed to be different now that you're saved. Different. Women, different. You used to be different. How are you going to submit to God and not your husband? You need to be different. Now, you knew I grew up in the streets, and you know I've shanked a couple of dudes. So you better... You're supposed to be different. You're saved. So you should be different. You should be easily entreat. It should be easy to entreat with a quiet spirit, according to the Bible. Look. Ooh. This section over here is tripping. I feel some energy coming from over here. Yeah, that's what we have. And we're all trying to get there. Father's Day. Look at women. Look at somebody say Father's Day is coming. That make you feel a little better. Father's Day can't come quick enough. You should have did the mothers and the fathers on the same day. Half and half. No, this is the truth. This is the truth. Y'all, that's the only problem we have at ABC, Jezebel. The only problem. The only problem. One woman rise up, heart ain't right, she mad, she did it. Then she chained the other women that been hanging out with her together, and then they all leave, and then they cause a mess. That's what we have to deal with. You know I'm telling the truth because you know them. It's women. It's Jezebel. Women want to act more powerful in the church than my wife. You acting the way my wife don't act. Trying to start a ministry because my wife won't get up and preach. Well, you picked the wrong building. Amen. Go on down to home zone. Sit in one of them couches and turn your phone on and get you an audience. Start your ministry there. Man, until we run out of men to do stuff, some stuff women just aren't going to do here. That's just who we are. Y'all, that's who we are. So you ain't finna come change it. As the head of the woman, we as men must cover the woman that we are responsible for. Amen? Cover the women that we are responsible for. Luke 11:21. When a strong man arm keepeth his palace, what happens? When a strong woman arm? The Bible don't refer to women as strong like that. That's Jake's. So you telling me that I just have to have a man and I'm telling you what I said. Can you just listen to what I said and quit trying to read yourself in it? Your situation is your situation because of your life. Amen. Not that it was all your fault. I'm just saying all lives are different. I'm preaching principle. If I start catering to social groups, I'll become Jamal Bryant. And I don't want to be that. So I'm going to stick with what sound doctrine says. And you figure out how it applies to you. Amen. I got to stay with the baseline. Oh, gosh. Pop the balloon. This is the dumbest. Oh, it's the stupidest show. It's so stupid. This is dumb. You should not be watching this. As a believer, this ought to irritate you to the point to where it just cannot entertain you. I can't be entertained by something. This is like scratching a chalkboard with fingernails. because the mental illness on this show runs so deep. Like, if you ought to not be able to stomach this. Yes, yeah, you. You, watching it on your phone. Everybody watching it shouldn't be watching it as a believer. You're watching them trivialize one of God's, the institution of marriage that God has created to procreate the earth under his authority so that people can pass down the legacy of Christ. You're watching them trivialize it, make fun of it, and act a fool. Our world has worked hard to disable, discredit, emasculate, and ridicule men so they will no longer be interested in leading and covering women. They have created a mindset that causes modern men to second guess their role and weaken their stance in the home. This strategy was by design. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" So don't be deceived. Fornicators won't. Idolaters won't. Adulterers won't. And who else won't? Effeminate. Who else? Effeminate. Saucy dudes. Spicy dudes. Glossy. Shiny. That's effeminate. Or dudes that just can't stand up and lead. Watch this.
Your name and age, and why did you end up popping your balloon?
I'm Janae Moore. I'm 33, and I pop my balloon just because you're not really my physical type. I was like, I have a thing with noses, and I like a guy with kind of like a thin, like, bridge. I know that's like so extra, but I do. I just have this like attraction to like this like thin bridge. Okay. Yeah, I like noses. All yes.
Right. So she may have missed the opportunity to have a family, kids, and everything. Girl, when you get pregnant, what's gonna happen to your nose? Let's see if you have a thing for noses then. Foolishness. The nose. His nose. His nose. She has a thing for noses. Pop the balloon. I don't want no guy that has a nose that's not like the nose I like. Why do you like a nose? Why do you like a nose? The more, listen, boys that are born without male influence, the easier it is to acquiesce to the reverse roles of our society. This is why mothers must instill God's roles and plan into their children, comma, no matter what their circumstances are. Proverbs 1 and 8, hear, my son, your father's instruction. But don't stop there. Forsake not whose teaching? Your mother's teaching. That means you're supposed to be teaching something to your children. What is it? Sound doctrine. You may have to work two jobs, mother, but you teach your kids sound doctrine. I'm doing this and I'm putting you here so you can hear sound doctrine and your life can be different than mine. Summary! Mother, may I encourage you to always keep God's plan active in rearing your children. Always. View your daughter as a possible wife. Amen. A future wife, not possible, a future wife. So help her make decisions based on that. Your son as a husband. Not just working a job so he can buy shoes and clothes. No, man, I'm teaching you this so that you can take care of a wife one day. Oh, this side, I'm done with y'all. I'm good. Y'all just. Be that mother that teaches truth regardless of her own situation. So you may be a wife struggling with postpartum depression or emotional fatigue. That's a real thing. Or just tired as a single mother. That's a real, real thing. When you're a single mother, your kids, they don't know how to appreciate you like a husband would. Yeah, so it's a struggle sometimes because you got to do and you're not getting it back. So that'll make you tired. That's a thing. And it's unfortunate, but it's a thing. This is very intentional, though, through male failure, societal delusions, parental misguidance, and social media deception. But whatever your situation or circumstance, never depart from the truth of God's word and his divine order. There is a great reward in standing your ground against the wiles of society and the Luciferian elitist agenda. Look at somebody and say, stand your ground, mother. Look at a mother and say that. Just stand your ground. May not feel good right now. It may look lost right now. You may be tired right now. You may be PPD right now. You may be going through all of that. But man, don't abandon the truth. It's going to be better for my daughter. It's going to be better for my son. I'm going through this so they don't have to go through it. I stand in proxy. I love my kids enough to stand in proxy for them, and I'll take it. I die for my plans so my children can have plans. The devil doesn't want you to be a good mother. He doesn't want you to be a wife. He doesn't want you to even desire a family over a career. But God wants your femininity, your future children, and your present family to all align with his plan. Though you are the weaker vessel, you are also the influence of the home. Eve was the weaker vessel, but what did Adam do when he got that apple? I said apple, that's just so, whatever it was. What did Adam do? He bit it. Because Eve had influence. Oh, y'all don't believe women have influence? You ain't been on Instagram lately, have you? Women have changed your whole algorithm. Influence. So though you are the weaker vessel, you are also the influence of the home. Through your prayers, perseverance, and steadfastness, you can teach your children God's plan the right way and raise their level of hope for their own futures. Because they're watching you. Understanding who you are and how God made you will help you fight this battle and receive God's grace in these times. Be the woman, wife, mother God created you to be. And you will not only please him, but also feel good about yourself. Amen. Proverbs 31, oh, the P31. Oh, y'all still here? Y'all still here? Amen. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that what? Feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen? Amen. You know, in this hour, in this day, it's just hard being a good mother. It's hard being a lady, period. Everything you watch, everything you listen to is just so contrary. Everyone stand to your feet. But God wants women, mothers, future mothers. He wants you to stand your ground. No matter how hard it gets and what you see and what others are saying, stand your ground for your family, future family's sake, but most sake, and most importantly, for God. Amen. So if you're a mother, I'm praying for mothers. Come on up, and we're going to pray for your strength, your ability to be the woman, the mother that pleases God. Look at all these mothers. Y'all all look good too. It's beautiful. 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 That's what I want. Yeah, I know it might have been harsh a little bit, but it's truth. It is what it is. It's not my fault it was harsh, it's the world's fault. If I was preaching this back in the Leave It to Beaver days, nobody would have came up. Everybody would have been, amen. Because that's all they knew. But the devil has just introduced a whole new mindset, making y'all boss ladies and boss chicks over your family. And you just can't choose anything over your family. Amen. I'm not saying you don't work a job. Whatever, however your home is constructed, you do it however y'all constructed it. But man, you can't ever forget what God is saying and not hope for God's plan. It is His plan that secures our future. Amen. Everyone bow your heads. Father God, we just thank you for all of these wonderful vessels that you have brought here on this day we call Mother's Day. Thank you, Father God, for their efforts so far, denying themselves when they didn't want to, denying themselves when they had to, putting their children first when it hurt, when it was hard, making sacrifices constantly, being belittled for the decisions they've made spiritually, being looked down upon by those in society that have bought into the lies. God, I thank you for these women who have a heart for your plan. And I pray, Father God, that each and every one of them that came up here, God, that you will give them the strength, the courage. Bless their lives, Lord, so that they will see and receive your approval for what they do. Those that are wise, Father God, help them to be helpmeets for their husband. Those that are single mothers, help them to be great mothers to their children. Father, we just give you glory because we believe this message came for correction. But it also comes with blessing. So all of you lift your hands. God bless these women that came. Bless these mothers. Bless their hands. Bless their feet. Bless them where they go. Bless their marriages. Bless their children. God bless your women. And we give you glory and honor for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 On your way to your seats, hug one of these other mothers. Say, Mother, may I love on you. I just want to encourage you. You keep going. You keep fighting. Hanging in there.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.